So aside from property values, of course, there are many other resources that are going to be affected. Drinking water, municipal groundwater wells. There's a lot of underground drilling that they plan to do. As far as I know, we've not been able to get any answers from them about how they can assure that our drinking water will be protected. What would they would do if there was a problem created with our drinking water. And I'm not even talking about the possibility of a leak or a spill, which of course would be devastating. Even just during the construction, all of the upheaval and drilling and digging that they would be doing could have some major impacts. In addition to drinking water, they would be using, as they build these construction roads on certain properties, these construction roads, of course, will have to connect with other roads, or, you know, they're not going to levitate the trucks down from the sky, of course. So I counted just within a 5-mile strip of the pipeline route in the Catskill area and a little bit north into Athens and Coxsackie, there were, I think 8 different roads that basically would be de facto construction roads. So, this was only 5 miles out of a 37-mile stretch that they plan to utilize through Greene County to build this pipeline. So we have infrastructure concerns, we have water concerns, we have concerns about public and private resources,